Let's take our Bibles and turn to Philippians chapter 4. We start a new series tonight entitled Transforming Truths. And these next several weeks, we'll be looking at really what should be very familiar portions of Scripture. I would encourage you, because each week we're really going to look at one verse specifically, that these verses of Scripture are verses that Christians ought to have. They ought to hide these verses in their heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, David said in the Psalms. These are great verses to memorize. They're very comforting verses. Sometimes they're going to be very challenging verses. But sometimes, and many of you may even know these verses by heart, Philippians 4:13. But sometimes we can know verses. It's kind of the illustration I've used before. Sometimes when we're so familiar with something, we forget the power of it. It's like I moved here from New Jersey, I don't know how many years ago, a long time ago, and grew up just outside of New York City, grew up in a nice town, enjoyed my experience there growing up, but I always liked the mountains. And I'm still in awe of the mountains and the streams and the beauty of northern Berkshire County and southern Vermont, really all of New England. And I remember several times, especially when Shelley and I were just dating or newly married, I'd go out and look at all the stars, and she saw them all of her life, you know, and I would say, wow. But she was just so familiar with that it wasn't, should have been a bigger deal. I still am in awe. I ride around, even after they put those big windmills up behind my house this past year, that beautiful mountain behind my house, I'm having a hard time adjusting to it. Oh! They paved the road and they put guardrails up. I couldn't wait for them. You know, when you put those guardrails up, they're really shiny. So it took about a year for them to at least get dull. And now I like it in the summer because all the weeds grow up around them and all that. You don't hardly see them as much. But, it was like, oh my goodness, I couldn't believe it. But, got to go deeper in the woods. That's what we need to do. So anyhow, it's the same thing. And so sometimes, you know, let me tell you, I've been all over the United States. When you drive down Route 7, you know where the Five Corners store is, before you get there, and you're driving down, and you look off at the Mount Greylock Range there and all those mountains, I have to tell you, that is one of the most picturesque, one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in all of the United States. It is absolutely stunning there. And I've been out to in a lot of beautiful places. I've been to the Rockies. I've been up to the Grand Tetons. I've been into Banff, British Columbia. But that little spot there and those mountains, it is absolutely beautiful. And we sometimes take that for granted. So I kind of use it as an illustration. Sometimes we forget just how beautiful the promises of God's Word are. And we want to just take some time over these next several weeks and kind of dig into some familiar verses and remind ourselves of these great truths. So would you just, with me, we're going to read out loud Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, and then I'll have a short word of prayer. Let's begin. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Let's do it one more time. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you'd bless the Bible study this evening. We pray that you would just speak to our hearts by your word and by your Holy Spirit, and just help us to just experience this verse, the realities of it, make application to our life. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, someone once said this, if a person can have three good friends, really close friends in their lifetime, then they've done well. Not friends per se, but I've had three men that have greatly influenced me in my life. That was my dad and my stepfather, Bob DeWolf, and Pastor Ainsworth. Those three men had a profound impact upon who I am today. And though throughout the years, I have friends. I have good friends. I have friends in the ministry. I have friends in this church. I have friends that live elsewhere in the country. But good friends. Let me just ask you this question. Just think about it. What really makes a good friend? What is it? What are the characteristics that makes a person a good friend? Okay, a good listener. Yeah. Somebody who's trustworthy. Well, maybe the rest of you don't have any friends, huh? All right, stability, predictability. Be reliable. All right, that's the Bible verse. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And you can count on. Yeah, person with integrity, compassionate, right? Yeah. So if some of you don't have any friends, that's the kind of guy you're looking for, all right? Just somebody you can confide in. Yeah, absolutely. Those are good, very good. And so true. Well, Philippians 4:13 has been given to us because the Lord not only is our Savior, but He desires to be a friend. He desires, in fact, the Bible says, if for a man to have friends, he must show himself friendly. And he is a friend, the Lord, that sticketh closer than a brother. And so this verse deals with that, the realities that who the Lord is. He's given us these, not only this word here, but the promises that we're going to look at. And he's written this letter. And even today, we live in the day and an age where still people write letters. Not as much, probably more so today, you write an email. But you would never write an email, or you would never write a letter to nobody. Right? You wouldn't write a letter, go down to the post office and say to the postmaster, here, I'd like to mail this letter, but I'm going to mail it to nobody. Well, they think you were kind of strange. You mail the letter to a person, right? Well, God's Word is a letter, and that letter has been written to us. So I broke this down into all, we're just going to look at the several words here that make up this verse. So the first fill in the blank here is the purpose. The purpose. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. So the purpose here is that he's writing this personally to you. I mean, you could take Philippians 4:13 and you could take the I out and you could put Ethan can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Jim can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Shelley can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The only requirement here is that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, because that's how you enter into that friendship with the Lord. So there's a purpose here, and the purpose is you. You're the purpose. So when you think of a verse like, I can do all things, he's personally making that commitment to you. And I think sometimes we forget that. We use that term, I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, that should mean something. That personal relationship. And when my wife, or when I went to Russia, to Belarus many years ago, I had written letters to my wife, and I asked somebody in the church if they would mail the letter every other day. I wrote her a letter every other day, just a short little letter. And so every other day, you remember getting the letters? Wow, you haven't even opened them yet. Just say yes or you'll ruin my illustration. Oh, yeah, honey. And then afterwards you can say, no, I don't remember getting those letters. You only remember one. Maybe they still have. I better talk to the person. Maybe I didn't put postage on them and they didn't want to pay for postage. Anyhow, you just ruined my illustration. Very good. All right? Want to make illustrations like this? Just smile. And after the whole service is over, honey, I don't remember that. Okay. Anyhow, my intent was, at least I'm the one that always forgets these things. How could you? You can remember what we had for dinner 4.5 years ago on Thursday night at 6:30 in the evening. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. Anyhow, the purpose. I'm never writing you a letter again. What does that have to do with it? Oh, your brain. Maybe you got them. He said, who is this writing man? I don't know. Anyhow, that's the purpose. The purpose is the Lord's written us a letter. It's a personal. It's something personal. I can do all things through Christ. Because the title or the emphasis of this, God has given us the power to succeed in the Christian life. Now, the Lord doesn't want us to be failures. And when I say succeed, it doesn't mean, you know, I'm not talking about like a prosperity gospel. I'm just talking about being successful in walking with the Lord, being successful in living a godly Christian life. I'm preaching on Sunday on Zacharias and on Elizabeth. And the great example is Zacharias and Elizabeth. These were people who walked with the Lord. They were righteous before God. They're a beautiful picture of a godly Christian home and how God blessed that home. So I can do all things through. It's personal. It's personal. But the second word of the verse, of course, is the word can. I can. And that speaks of the possibility. The possibility. There's possibilities. You know, we know elsewhere in the Bible, the Bible says, with God, with man, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So this is about our relationship with the Lord and the possibilities. The can. I can. You know, often we deny ourselves the victories that the Lord wants us to have, the struggles. Listen, and there are struggles in the Christian life. People struggle with bitterness. People struggle with depression. I had one of our folks come up to me the other day, and they've been ministering to someone, and they asked me, well, I've got a friend who is a believer, that they know each other through work, and this fellow, all of a sudden, he's just kind of got into a depression. And do you have any advice on how to handle ministering to this man? And so he said, and he, you know, he'd walk with the Lord. He was always upbeat and been on missions trips. And all of a sudden, he's just struggling with depression. And so I gave him three different scenarios how you can deal with depression in your life. And because whether it's bitterness or depression or jealousy or pride or any struggle that you have, the reality is that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So sometimes we need to remember this. It's not, we take the word can and we replace it with the word won't. You know, there are some people who are bitter, who, and sin feeds sin. Okay, bitterness in people's lives, it feeds the flesh. You know, Paul said in the book of Romans, make no provision for the flesh. So bitterness feeds the flesh. Some people, they find, this kind of sounds strange, but they find contentment, and when I mean contentment, a fleshly contentment in continuing to be bitter because it feeds that flesh. We're not to feed the flesh, we're to starve the flesh. They find that. Many years ago, I had a man call me. I never met this man. He called me out of the blue. He was actually from the Bennington area. I do know that. I don't remember his name. Bob was his name. And he said, I just can't sleep at night. And he just went on about some things. And so I said to him at the time, I said, I'll tell you what. I said, just at night, and he would call me. He called me several times, and we would pray together on the phone. And I forget where he was working, but he just could not sleep at all at night. So I began to just tell him, why don't you open up the Psalms and read the Psalms at night? So he began to do that, and we talked, and then I never heard from him till about, I don't know, several years later, I got a letter from him. And in the letter, he said that he was sleeping through the night, he was involved at a local church, and he just thanked me for, you know, what was really not very deep advice. It was just a lot of our problems can be solved very simply. Amen. Sometimes we're looking for more than. So the reality is for him was that struggle that he had, what he needed then to do is he needed to, and I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but he needed to believe that God would minister to him through the reading of the Word and then to do it. But I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So be careful that you don't fall into the won't trap when we should be in the can trap. That's the possibilities. There's a purpose, and you are the purpose. And there are possibilities, and that's the can. And then the do. These are all P's. You might be able to figure out the next P, but I can do. The do goes from the purpose to the possibility to the practice. The practice. And this man I just mentioned to you, he had to put this simple truth into practice. And when he put that simple truth into practice, apparently it helped him. And but I gave him that advice because I believed it would help him. And he put it into practice. We just finished an entire series in Hebrews chapter 11 on the heroes of the faith. Well, what is one of the characteristics that made these men and these women heroes of the faith? You tell me, with regards to the point we're talking about. Well, that is, but not with regards to the point we're talking about. Yeah, they were doers. They practiced their faith. Noah was moved with fear, and he built an ark. Amen? And we went through one after the other, after the other, after the other, and God laid out these truths and these promises, but then they had to be doers. Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Moses was led of the Lord, and he did what God said that he had to do. And how about Joshua? Joshua is my favorite Old Testament book, the book of Joshua. But just think of Joshua. Joshua, for years, he was the second man. What do I mean he was the second man? Yeah. Moses was in charge. And so, really, all of the responsibility fell upon Moses. Even though we know in the Scriptures that Moses delegated that responsibility sometimes to others, in the end, all of the responsibility still fell upon Moses. And then Moses passed from the scene. And the new leader is Joshua. So he had to step up. When you go from one position to the next position, you know why some people won't go to the next position in life is they don't think they can handle it. They're more comfortable where they are, and they don't want to step out, and they don't want to. Take it in a church, for instance. Someone says, Pastor Ethan's been talking about people in different ministries that maybe you can be part of, and some people say, "Oh, I just don't think I can do that." Well, you know what's happened? Now you've entered into the won't as opposed to the can. The won't as opposed to you can. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And I understand this too, that it takes time to develop, to get to the place where you're ready to do that. That's all part of a process. And you have to determine when God's moving you from this point in the process to this point in the process. Okay? But be careful, because like Joshua, all of a sudden now he has to be the leader. And he didn't have Philippians chapter 4, 13, but he had plenty of other verses too. In fact, look at one. Go to the book of Joshua real quick. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. Sixth book of the Bible. So he didn't have 4:13, but he had this verse that the Lord had given him. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Well, actually, look at verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto this land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So in other words, now the mantle is being passed on to Moses, to Joshua. But here's the advice. Look at verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? And here's really the Philippians 4:13 of the book of Joshua. Be thou strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That is the I can do all things through Christ. God is saying to Joshua, listen, you can do this. You can be the leader that I want you to be. You can do this. And then Joshua would also have to be a fighter. You can be the fighter, the soldier that God, that I want you to be. And then he'd have to be a teacher. Remember what he says in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He was leading not only by word, but he was leading by example. I can do all things through Christ. I can be the leader that God wants me to be as a man in my home. I can be the leader at work. I can be the leader even socially, leading the way with friends and family. They can see the Lord living in and through me. Joshua had to deal with that. So that's the practice. As you begin to put it into practice, I'll just keep moving on. Let's go to the next one. I can do all things. The all things is the perspective. So you tell me, how many things can you do? How many? All things. So let me ask you this question. Now, I'm not looking for the location, but see if you know this. When Paul wrote this to the believers in Philippi, where was he? In jail. He was in prison. So he didn't end up in prison, and he didn't think, well, I guess I'm done now. I guess my ministry's finished. No, several of the epistles are prison epistles. He wrote them from prison. In fact, one of the greatest pieces of Christian literature was written from prison. Anybody know what that was? It's Pilgrim's Progress. And Bunyan wrote that while he was in prison. And that's the perspective. I can do all things. So Paul's writing this from prison. But there are different types of prisons that people are in. For instance, sometimes people get into the prison of debt. And they need to get out of the prison of debt. And Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 is dealing with that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can get out of the debt that I've put myself in. And by the way, when people are in debt, it's because they've put themselves in debt. But you can get out of debt with the Lord's help. I'm not saying that you can get out of debt overnight. I'm not saying, but you can get out of debt if you'll put the principles of God's Word to practice in your life. Okay? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Some people are in the prison of loneliness. Some people are in the prison of addictions. All of these things. Some of those that I've mentioned as well, the prison of bitterness and depression and pride and jealousy and so on. But I can do all things through Christ. I can have victory over these things. And it doesn't matter. Every stage in your life, you're going to find different challenges that you have to deal with. And remember that this is personal. Me, Eric Malachuk, can, that's the possibility, do, I've got to put these things into practice, all things. That's the perspective. Like preaching, I'm a very shy person. Shy much of my life. I was an introvert. And of course, my wife, she's getting old, so she probably doesn't remember this either. But so, When you get to be our age, you can say anything you want. I can say, but you ask her when we were dating, she'd have begged me to talk. I've always had a very difficult time making small talk. I still, to this day, have a hard time making small talk. And then getting up and standing up in front of people and speaking, no way. But then I sensed that God was calling me into the ministry. And God used different situations to encourage me. So much so that when my father-in-law first heard me preach for the first time, he said to me, boy, he used to call me boy, I didn't think you'd ever shut up. So God can do, when you think you can't do it, when you start to grow in your faith, you realize that I can't, but God can, and he can do it through me. And it's a wonderful truth. It's a very assuring truth. But that's the perspective. And it's then you move on to the second to the last point. That's the power of Christ. The power. I can do all things. How? Through Christ. I still get nervous, not so much preaching here, but I preached for my friend Tim Taylor on his 50th birthday at a party for him, or excuse me, his 60th birthday last year, and I preached up on a Sunday morning, and I was a nervous wreck. I mean, I was begging God to just calm me down. And I got up to the pulpit. I was shaking. And I just had to ask the Lord, just calm me down. And I've preached in that church many times. But it's the power of Christ. And it's the power. The verse goes, I can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. So, a few minutes ago, I said there are some things that you have to implement in your life. Now, here's something we need to be very careful of. The power is in the person, not in the plan or not in the principles. So you understand that this gentleman, I said, take some time and read through the Psalms. And as you read through the Psalms, what we're then depending upon is the Holy Spirit will calm him down and give him a different mindset. So we're depending upon the person of Christ, the person of the Holy Spirit to do this. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9 says that my grace is sufficient for thee. You remember that verse? My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So in other words, the weaker that we understand that we are and the more that we need the Lord Jesus Christ to work in and through us by the power of the Holy Spirit, the stronger we become. It's not our strength, but it's the Lord's. And it's so important for us to remember that. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, take my yoke upon you. So whenever we're doing things, we're yoking up with the Lord. And the way that I understand it too was in that verse where it said, Matthew 11:28, take my yoke upon you. The idea was often when they would train oxen, they would have a mature ox and they would have a younger ox. And so the mature ox would teach the younger ox the art of plowing. Right? And so I ran into Charlie and to James the other day at Aubuchon, and they were putting up a stone wall. So did you teach him how to build a stone wall? He's a good ox. So they were there buying a hammer. It started getting hot, and they were going to go visit Cal at his job, and Cal was going to give him the tour, and the humidity was starting to build. It was about lunchtime or something like that. So they told me, and I said, whew, it's getting kind of hot. I'd take the 3.5-hour tour at the today we're going to go home. There's dad, his son, and teaching them how to build a wall. Well, it's the same thing with the Lord. It's you as a child of God, and it's the Holy Spirit. I can do all things through Christ. We have a relationship with Christ. It's Christ working in and through us. And that's the power that rests upon us. And then the last thing here is the promise, which strengtheneth me. Which strengtheneth me. That's the promise. So, The I is purpose. The can is possibilities. The do is practice. The all things is perspective. The through Christ, that's the power that we have. And the promise is He'll strengthen us. He'll strengthen us. I can do all things through Christ. I was speaking with my son, Adam, the other day. And actually, I was texting him. And we were kind of going back and forth. And then I left him with a long text of just some thoughts as a father to his son. And the expectations and the possibilities that he has. And that I have for him and that the Lord has for him as well. Because the Lord's made some promises. And I wanted to remind him of those promises. And so he thanked me and... And I'm not going to get into everything that I said to him because that's between him and me. But the fact is, I just wanted him to be reminded of some promises and to think about those things. Well, the Lord strengthens us. He doesn't seem to be getting homesick at college, though. In fact, I'm a little worried about that. But why? He's a guy. But he's doing good, so praise the Lord for that. Yeah, right. That's what I reminded him about, and the grades. He wasn't there to go to the beach. He was there for the grades. So. The promise. God's given us some promises. So how do we, let me just add, we'll finish with this. How then, so we've looked at these truths. How then do we receive these promises? I mean, just some simple truths. If we really... begin to think about this and believe this. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So you tell me, what are just some simple truths, some simple characteristics to see the realization of this in our lives? I couldn't hear you. All right, following God's word. Well, that was, we saw that in Joshua, didn't we? You know, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So what do you mean by that? Okay. These are both truths, but it's not really what I'm looking for. But anybody else? So the question was, how then, these are things that we do, but when we're doing these things, when we're realizing our weakness or when we're in God's Word, what are we really doing? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Well, there's some truth to that. Accepting ourselves, and then the flip side of that would be to then be accepting who Jesus is. What are you going to say?
I don't know if this is what you're looking for, but it seems that it all comes down to just trust and obey.
But there's no other way.
Well, I mean, that's all of it. It's the simplicity. What does he say? Like you said before, I thought about it before, when you said that like the guy who couldn't sleep, you probably had similar conversations with dozens of people about different things. Well, how about you read your Bible? And most people would, they won't. They'll
right.
Just, they'll take a pill or something.
Yeah.
And just do it. Believe it and do it.
Say that again? Putting faith, let me put it this way, putting faith in the person of Christ and in the practice. We always want to inject Jesus there. Because, exactly, without me you can do nothing. So I guess really what I'm looking for, maybe I just wasn't articulating the point as well. What we really need to do is, we need to always desire to know Him a little bit better every day. You know, that's a chorus we used to sing in Sunday school all the time. I know Him better every day. I know. It's a simple Sunday school chorus, but it teaches a tremendous truth. That it doesn't matter if you've been a Christian for a year, 10 years, 30 years. Do we really desire every day to know Him just a little bit better? Know Him better every day. You spend time with Him every day. You spend time with Him. And if we want His strength, you spend time with Him. Your faith in Him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So remember this truth. It's not that we need an easier path. We need stronger spiritual muscles. Amen? And you don't get those unless you desire to spend time with him. You don't get those unless you desire to know him better. Remember 2 weeks ago in the sermon, I'll finish with this, guy Pheidippides, this Greek runner, and he was at the Battle of Marathon, and then he was called upon to run 130 or 140 miles to see if he could get the Spartans to help in the battle. And then he got there, and the Spartans said that they would help, but then they couldn't come for a few days, and it was going to be too late, and he had around 130 miles, 140 miles back. By the way, I figured that out. You know how far that is? That would be like running from North Adams to Boston in 36 hours and then running from Boston back in another 36 hours. But let me ask you this. This guy Pheidippides, did they just pick him out and say, do you think if they just picked out any soldier that and they said to him, listen, we want you to run to Sparta, do you think they just picked out any soldier? Now, Pheidippides was a long-distance runner. He had built up to that. He was part of a group. They were probably couriers. But he had built up to that. And it's the same in our spiritual life. We're growing. We're building up. We're gaining spiritual muscle, spiritual knowledge, spiritual understanding. And then as we continue to do that, we realize each and every day, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So something comes along and you just don't think you have the confidence. Good! But then you realize, well, wait a minute, I don't have the confidence, but I can do all things through Christ and strengthen me. Amen? Amen. That's our Bible study for tonight. Transforming truths. It's truth. If you memorize that first, put it to memorization. It's an easy one, and it'll help you. The Holy Spirit brings those verses to our attention when we're going through troubled times. Let's have a short word of prayer, and then we'll pray. Lord, thank you again for the opportunity to be here tonight. We ask now that you'd bless our prayer time, that it would be a time where we could just spend these several minutes with you and bring these requests before you. We're thankful, Lord, that you're a God that answers our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.